And not so much my role changing. You know, I think Coach Cutter is going to allow me to still be a downhill runner, allow me to catch the ball out the backfield, and most importantly, protect Matt. I think this offense just has so many weapons that I'm going to get quality carries. I'm going to have opportunities that may not be 25 carries a game, but it'll be quality touches and allow me to close out a game.
How are you doing with the
basketball player getting better shots, not necessarily?
I don't have a good jump shot. But yes.
How are you doing with the terminology with the offense? You talked about no TAs, the purpose. Matt was giving you a full dose. Yeah. You had to pick it up. How are you doing with that so far?
You know what? After being here for 10 OTAs and now going into minicamp, I'm, you know, really becoming familiar with it. At first, it sounds, you know, like another language. But as you get the carries and as you get the reps and you actually get to look at the film, you know, you become a little bit more comfortable. The defense presents a lot of challenges as well because they do a lot of different exotic looks. So I'm getting to exercise all my rules on different pass protections as well as different run looks.
Steven, there are a lot of three down backs left in the NFL. You're kind of last with dying. How have you been able to do this for this season?
Well, I think one is just, you know, making sure that I'm always in shape year round. It's not something that you do seasonal. It's become something that a true professional, and I had the chance of, when I went in as a rookie, I saw veteran guys do it the right way. And I just, you know, I took hold of that and wanted to push my game to the next level competing with guys like that.
Talked about when we first met you in your introductory news conference about Torrey Holt. As you look at Julio and Roddy, not to compare them and Torrey as players, but just the potential they have to take pressure off you and also Tony Gonzalez as well, I think that's a pretty nice blessing.
Oh, well, it's definitely nice. You know, defense is going to really have to choose what they want to try to take away from us. And whatever they decide, you know, I think we have the personnel and the weaponry to exploit what they're going to give us. If that's want to go cover two and keep two high safeties, then we have favorable running. But if they want to put nine in a box, you know, we have the guys on the outside that can make plays.
And another thing, too, is it's pretty tough to work on this kind of thing and without pads and not, you know, in a competitive situation in that regard. But short yardage has been an issue with this team last couple of years. I mean, how do you kind of work on something like that at this stage of the camp?
Well, right now, short yardage is something that, you know, we're definitely going to pay extra attention to, especially goal line as well. I'm not quite sure what, you know, what was happening in the years previous, but, you know, I tend to look at what a defense try to stack their defense against, and a lot of times it's not going to be pretty runs. It's going to be those runs we just got to keep turning your legs and read and trust your offensive line to get the job done. If it pops, you know, that's great, but most importantly is to move the chain. Well, that'll happen at camp. Once we put the pads on, I get a feel for how guys are going to pull. And pass protection, you know, who tends to kick out a little wider. Those are real technical things that, you know, you just can't get a feel for right now until you put the pads on.
Steven, you talked about moving the chains. I know the last 4 years of your career, you had one receiving touchdown. Do you see yourself becoming more of a receiving target in the red zone with this offense?
Well, we're definitely going to have opportunities. You know, if teams decide to go two-man or cover two in the red zone, it allows for a lot of underneath receptions for myself to make a guy miss an open field and, you know, hopefully get into the end zone. We're definitely going to have our chance to make a lot of plays, and it just really depends on what defense we face, you know, each and every week.
I know you've been through OTAs, but does it seem still a little funny with the different team members spending so many years in the same place?
You know, not so much. I mean, the guys here have really welcomed me. The transition, you know, after you get acquainted with the town and you get moved in, everything kind of settles in place because football is football. And you just got to, you know, build that camaraderie, which will happen now going into the season.